Maybe you already know this, but the seminary is a little bit different than parish life. And one of those differences takes place at the conclusion of Mass. In the seminary, when Mass ends, everyone present kneels and prays for a few minutes. Now, this was rather strange to me the first time I experienced it at the seminary, but it makes sense. The seminarians are spending time with Jesus Christ while he remains within them from Holy Communion. We see something similar in our gospel passage today. Jesus told him, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. Although Bartimaeus was dismissed, the former blind man, Bartimaeus, he remained with Jesus. He stayed with Jesus by following him. These words at the end of our gospel passage today also reminds me of our concluding rites at Mass. Jesus' dismissal of the blind man is kind of like the dismissal that the priest or deacon gives at the end of Mass. The blind man also received a great gift. He received the gift of his sight. We too receive a gift before the end of Mass, and that's the final blessing. Then he went out on the way. And this phrase, on the way, means that he became Christian. Now, the term Christian came decades later, but Jesus himself called himself the way. And so those who are on the way, a person who's on the way is someone who's following Jesus the way and lives according to that. That is, that person becomes a Christian. So we are to take our faith out into the world and live as Jesus taught us to, as we are on our way towards our eternal union with God. The concluding rites begin with the familiar greeting, "The Lord be with you and with your spirit." Here, as I had mentioned previously in other homilies, we are recalling that the priest is God's ordained minister. And this is important because he's about to exercise his priestly ministry by offering the people the final blessing. Prior to that in Mass, the priest had not blessed the people. But the priest raises his right hand and he makes the sign of the cross over all those that he is blessing, and he typically, but not always, says, "May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." And the blessing is received by the people, who bow slightly in a position of receptivity as well as humility. And as the priest is blessing them, everybody makes the sign of the cross. Sometimes the priest will use a longer, more solemn blessing. And this can sometimes be confusing for people. But most solemn blessings have three parts and then the blessing itself. And after each part is the word amen. So it would be said four times. Amen, 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 amen. And that typically happens at a special or solemn Mass. So like Christmas or Easter or some special solemnity or feast day, then a more solemn blessing might be used. But don't worry, we won't do that today. After the final blessing, there is the dismissal. In Latin, it is ite missa est, which means go, you are dismissed. The word missa is actually where we get the word Mass from, and that word means dismissed or sending. And so it's also where we get that word mission from. We are being sent out on a mission from God to bring to the world Jesus Christ and have him participate in part of our daily lives. And so Mass is not just something we do for an hour on Sunday, but it's something that should be lived out every day. And this mission, we are prepared for this mission by encountering Jesus Christ and actively participating in Mass. We hopefully encounter Jesus in one of the four ways, through each other, through the priest, through sacred scripture, and or through the Eucharist. Active participation is primarily our offering of the sacrifice of Christ on the cross and Christ within us, and having that same sacrifice made present to us again on the altar during the separate consecrations of the bread and wine into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. We are also strengthened by this mission through sacred scripture as well as the Eucharist. It's estimated that Jesus Christ remains within us for about 15 minutes after receiving him in Holy Communion. And so that's really the best time to spend with him, because you're so intimately close to him, having him within you. And so during that time, it's a good time to pray, including thanking him for his sacrifice, thanking him for the Eucharist, thanking him for Holy Communion. You can also ask him for details of what your mission is as you go out into the mission field. Although Mass officially ends with a dismissal, it's best to remain at least until the closing hymn ends. The priests, the servers, and the readers line up in the main aisle as they prepare to process out of the church. And as the entrance procession represented our journey through the earth towards heaven, the exit procession represents us being sent out into the world. And although that we are dismissed, we should stay for a little while, continuing that conversation with our Lord, spending time with him while he remains within us after Holy Communion. And so, yes, it is okay to seem a little strange, like the seminarians. At least in as much as they stay a few minutes after Mass, anyway. However, if you need to leave while others are staying and praying, then please, please, please exit quietly so that you do not disturb their discussion with the Lord in prayer. And as you exit your pew, you would again face our Lord, who's present in the tabernacle, and genuflect, which is an act of reverence that signifies how we honor him as well as our submission to him. And as you exit, and you use the holy water, making the sign of the cross and recalling your baptism, it's also a reminder that as the baptized, we are called to live out the faith and to bring it to others. It's a reminder of that great commissioning that Jesus has at the end of Matthew's gospel, where the disciples are sent out to baptize all nations and make all peoples his disciples. As you exit the church and re-enter the world, you are entering into your mission field with all of its difficulties and challenges. Do not forget what your mission is and who it is that you are taking with you into that mission field. And although the Eucharistic presence of our Lord only remains for a short time after Mass, the presence of Jesus Christ in a spiritual way is actually intensified within us who receive Holy Communion and are well disposed in that reception of Holy Communion. So as you live out your baptismal call to make disciples, be sure to keep Jesus Christ in mind. Keep his commands in mind. Keep what you think he would want you to do in mind in your decision-making process, especially if it's any kind of major decision that you need to make. And you can use his commands as well as the teaching of the church to help guide you on this journey and help you to fulfill your mission. But your mission also includes sharing your faith with your family. This is especially true for parents who are the first teachers of their children. And if you haven't prayed with your family before, you can start with something very simple by talking about what you've experienced at Mass. You can also pray together, not only praying the prayers that the church gives us, good prayers like the Rosary, but also praying together in a personal way, presenting to the Lord petitions and other prayers that come from the heart. It has been said before, and I'll say it again, a family that prays together stays together. And I think the statistics show that to be true. And so you can pray for each other and what you may need from God. And if you're not sure exactly how to do that, you can use the petitions we have at Mass as kind of a template or a starting place for how to make requests to the Lord. You can also talk about the different things that you're grateful for, or how you may notice or recognize God alive in your life. It may be intimidating, but you should not be afraid to mention your faith and our Lord to friends and co-workers too. You can ask the Holy Spirit to help you to overcome any fear and embarrassment that you might have, You can look for opportunities to share the faith, such as if somebody asks you what your plans are for the weekend, you can include the fact that you're going to Mass and how much you love that priest who just preaches so well, Father Molini. So let us take a moment now to consider how we are going to take what we receive here at Mass into our daily lives for this next week. And let us do this as we continue to prepare ourselves to encounter our Lord in the most Holy Eucharist.